I'm James, your host, and welcome to CorsetCast, the official podcast of Corset, www.corset.uni.cc, for the core of the Star Wars galaxy.
What happens when two guys get together and talk about whatever comes to their mind?
I have no idea. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
A cross between Sonic the Hedgehog and a Pokemon.
It's the Geek Monster.
I'm just making sure you're not stupid.
Well, not much, but it can be entertaining. Join your hosts, Robert and Kyle, as they discuss anything from Star Wars to Arnold Schwarzenegger and everything in between.
We're here for an exclusive interview segment with one of the best smugglers in the universe, the one and only Han Solo.
Get out of my butt, you idiot!
It's a Chia Pet going mad.
Oh my gosh.
Check them out at www.simpletricksandnonsensepodcast.podomatic.com or in iTunes under Simple Tricks and Nonsense. Simple Tricks and Nonsense. The name says it all.
Welcome to this very special behind the scenes episode of Course and Cast, the first of two behind the scenes shows. This one is going to be on a main show, and the other one is going to be behind the scenes on an interview show, one of the shows where we interview people, because that's put together differently, a lot differently. Now, before we start the episode, I would like to say that I do still need a news anchor, so if you would like to be my news anchor on the show, then please email me at jamesehomepage@yahoo.co.uk. That's jamesehomepage@yahoo.co.uk. And also, if I haven't mentioned this already, my redesigned website, Coruscant, has a new address as well at coruscant.ej.am, and the forums are up, and there's 7 people registered already, so feel free to register there and discuss the show, general Star Wars, and basically anything else really that you want to talk about. So please, if you do want to be the news anchor, please email me. Thank you. Now, on to the main bulk of the show. Now, when I record is a bit awkward, you see, because my family don't really, well, let's say I don't really like to be doing it when they're around, because my siblings can be very patronising. They would, definitely my brother would be taking the mic. So what I do is I get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. Well, I get up that time anyway, I don't specifically get up for the show, but I'm up at about 7 every day, and I record on Saturdays because that's the best time really, so I can get it done on Saturday and then upload it on Sunday or Monday. I record using Audacity, which is one of the most common audio editing software that is used, and it's free, which is good. The microphone I'm using at the moment is a cheap 10 quid microphone, but it served me well for this past year and a half of which Coruscant Cast has been on the air, so to speak. Of course, I've greatly benefited from being a member of the fan audio community, StarWarsFanWorks.com, which is great for getting your podcast promoted if you're a Star Wars podcast, and also it's good for people that want to find Star Wars podcasts that they wouldn't necessarily know of. So if you want to listen to other Star Wars podcasts, then go to StarWarsFanWorks.com. You've probably heard their little promo clip in the show every so often. And also I was a member of the Sci-Fi Podcast Network, which was very big when it first came out, but unfortunately that recently collapsed, which I'm quite disappointed about, really, because it was a good site when it started out. And also what helps me get more listeners, because at the moment I only have about up to 75 subscribers usually, although I've had something like 250 downloads on my most popular show that I've done, which was I think the 30th anniversary special, which was very popular. In fact, no, it was the Why Is Star Wars So Great episode, which got 210 downloads, sorry. And I was quite surprised at that, because as far as my stats were telling me, I only had about 75 listeners. With regards to, the bulk of my listeners are in the US, as far as I know. Well, I did get advanced stats for a month free. I noticed I did have some listeners in China, which was very surprising. I don't know why it's surprising, but I just wasn't expecting anyone from China to be listening to me talking. I mean, here I am, 16-year-old podcaster, and I've got 75 people, sometimes even 200 people listening to what I have to say, which is it's an interesting feeling, shall we say. I also swap promos with other podcasts to get more listeners. Examples of the two that I've so far swapped promos with is IHN Radio at www.ihnradio.com and the Simple Tricks of Nonsense podcast, which isn't a Star Wars podcast, but it deals with Star Wars and other random topics, as you probably tell by the title, nonsense and random stuff generally, which you can find at stanpodcast.com, stanpodcast.com. And they have been very helpful in getting me listeners, I should think. You've heard both one of the IHN team on the show. I interviewed him during one of the shows, I can't recall which, unfortunately, at this moment in time. And of course, Robert, the co-host of Simple Tricks and Nonsense podcast, was on the show just a few episodes ago with the 30th anniversary special, which was a very successful show. It was one of my most popular shows to date. And getting away from that side of it, actually getting my show promoted, sort of coming back to the grassroots of the show, actually making it, well, what can I say? I had the first idea for the show when I found Fanworks. I found it very interesting. I listened to a few podcasts and I thought I could do this, I bet, and I thought it'd be quite an interesting experience to run my own podcast, and it would also help for my future career, because I hope to go into journalism, and that would sort of help if I say went into radio journalism, which I doubt I would. But at first I very much went for the more obscure sides of the fan community, the Star Wars community on GameSpot, which is quite large, and I'm trying to introduce people to other areas of the merchandising, which I thought didn't get that much attention, like the Star Wars Lego line. And then I did the reviews of the films, which I got the idea from the Forced.net podcast, which at the time was hosted by it wasn't hosted by the people that host Forcecast. I can't actually remember what the guy's name was, but anyway. Then I sort of moved into reviewing games, because I'm quite an avid gamer. I have most of the Star Wars games, and I condensed that into two episodes. And then I went for an episode that was quite popular in what it dealt with. It's sort of caused quite a stir, which was the Growing Up as a Star Wars Fan episodes, which I accidentally deleted, and it wasn't actually very good in my opinion. Anyway, I thought I could have done a lot better with it, and I'm in fact planning to do a take two, if you like, of the Growing Up as a Star Wars Fan episode, which will come after the commentary episodes. And then I started moving in back into the origins of the saga with the original Star Wars episode, which was, I thought, very interesting to people to find out where Star Wars actually came from. And then I did the fan site and fan forum reviews, which I thought I should do because I've been involved with the fan site community for quite a long time. I've looked at quite a lot of sites, and I've run my own since 2003. Of course, Coruscant, which is this podcast, is the podcast of my site, which is why it's called Coruscant Cast, because my site is called Coruscant, after the centre of the universe, because I thought that worked quite well. And then I moved into a more hard-hitting area, back sort of in the area of Growing Up as a Star Wars Fan, sort of area of what to be talking about. I asked, why is Star Wars so good? Why is it so engraved into popular culture? And that was quite a popular show. As was the next one, why Star Wars is better than Star Trek, the age-old argument. As long as there's been Star Wars and Star Trek, it has been, which is better. And I think I managed to prove that Star Wars is in fact better. And I did that by doing a lot of research on the subject. Because I expect, if you actually notice, you've no doubt noticed by now, that I don't script these shows at all. Apart from the news segments, that's the only scripted bit. The rest of the time, I just say it off the top of my head. That's why sometimes it sounds like I've got a lot of pausing. And I don't usually edit a lot, unless it just really needs editing, if I've got too many ums or ahs in there. And of course, then it was the 30th anniversary special, which went down very well. I thought I did really well on that, but I'll go back to that in the next episode, where I go behind the scenes on interview podcasts. Obviously I was on hiatus for a while, which was unfortunate, but I think that I needed to put it on hiatus because of my GCSE exams. I really couldn't juggle the two. So I'm back now. I did the announcement episode, and then I did the Robot Chicken commentary, which is very much a very last minute show. I just literally thought about it the night before and just did it. No preparation whatsoever. I literally watched it and talked about it while I was watching it. Nothing prepared foremost, and I'd never even seen Robot Chicken before because it doesn't come on over here. I also think that it's quite good that I am one of the only two Star Wars based podcasts, the other being Lightsaber, which is a good podcast. Well, the site's called Lightsaber, but the Settling Radio is the podcast. But I think that there should be a more varied source of podcasts in the Star Wars podcasting fan area, because at the moment most of it is based in the US. In fact, nearly all of them are, apart from mine and Settin' in Radio, are based in the US, and I think it needs to be more other people. Of course, there is Stars the End Direct, which is French English show, and I very much admire them. Unfortunately, they seem to be having quite a lot of technical difficulties, and it looks like they might not be coming back. I'm not quite sure what's going on with that, but so I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Chorus and Cast, looking behind the scenes of my show, and I haven't had any comments for a long while, so please, if you want to send in some comments, record them and send them in to me at jamesehomepage@yahoo.co.uk, jamesehomepage@yahoo.co.uk, and I'll play them on the show if you send them in. But I don't really get many sent in, and I really would like to hear some feedback from my listeners, because I'm not going to be able to continue coming up with shows. I need you to tell me, give me some idea, what do you want to hear on the show in the future? So please do send any ideas in, and I may do them if they are a good idea. So thank you very much for listening, and may the Force be with you.
On Hoth, an Imperial Walker lumbers towards its destiny.
Yes, Lord Vader. You may start your landing.
Did you hear that? Lord Vader is on his way. Hey! Ow! Pay attention!
Oh, sorry. I was listening to my favorite podcast. It's called Imperial Holonet Radio. They cover the entire Star Wars galaxy, from news to collecting and books. They even spend time covering topics we want to know about.
Where can I find it?
All over. They're online at www.ihnradio.com, on iTunes, and on other podcasting sites.
How can you listen to a podcast? We're storming the Rebel base and blasting soldiers.
I always listen to IHN Radio at work.
Target, maximum firepower.
IHN Radio, exploring the Star Wars universe, one listener at a time.
Thank you for listening to Chorus and Cast. May the Force be with you. You can subscribe to Chorus and Cast at the.beepmiller.com/Chorus and Cast, or go to www.chorus.uni.cc. Star Wars and all related trademarks are copyright Lucasfilm Limited and its affiliates. Chorus and Cast is not affiliated to Lucasfilm in any way.
Looking for more fan-made Star Wars audio productions? Then look no further than the home of Star Wars fan audio, StarWarsFanWorks.com. It's your source for audio dramas, audio parodies, online radio shows, and podcasts, plus the most comprehensive Star Wars fan audio news found anywhere. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.